Okay, today is Daf Lamed Beis. We're on Daf Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis. We'll go back to the two dots on the first wide line. Today's Daf is pretty much nothing to do with Erevin. People are going to like that. Here we go. First line says, V'im Amar La'acha L'kablu HaMenu HaReza Erev. If you tell your friend, go meet my son, my 10-year-old son is going to bring the Erev, that's good. So the Gemara says, wait, V'lechesh D'malo Mamtile, maybe the son won't get there. And you're not going to be able to check with your friend. Did my son show up? Because he's going to, your friend went away for Shabbos. He's not going to meet up with him. But the Mishnah said it's good. So, Kedam Rav Chista, Ba'omer Viroehu. Rav Chista said somewhere else, you're watching it happen. So you're staring out the window, watching your son. So therefore it's good. Hachanamim Ba'omer Viroehu. So it's over here. V'lechesh D'malo Shachol Minei. Maybe your friend won't show up. Maybe your friend won't show up. Who said your friend's showing up? No, there's a chazaka that a sheikh does a shlichus. Hachanami, chazaka sheikh does a shlichus. So too over here. Now, the hecha de itmar, the Rav Chista, Rav Yechiel, where they say those statements? Where did they say those statements? Number one, that you're watching the whatever, and number two, that a sheikh does a shlichus. Where did they say that? Itmar, the Tanya. Nasta la pil, if you gave the Erev to an elephant, V'holicho, and you tell him, go, Mr. Elephant, go down the road and leave the Erev over there so I can walk tomorrow to visit my grandmother. Go do that. Or lakov, v'holicho, or you give it to a monkey, you tell the monkey to go. Now, ain't the Erev. That's not an Erev. V'im, Omar, la'acha, la'kablo ha'menu ha'reza Erev. But if you tell your neighbor, Reuven, go meet my elephant down the road, that's a good Erev. Fidilma lo mamtileb, who said the elephant's going to go there? The answer is, Amr of Chista, but Amr Viroehu. No, you're watching it. You're watching it happen. It's 2,000 amos, not that far. I mean, I guess you have a good, nice, clear view. You can watch the whole thing happen. Fidilma lo makabale mine, maybe your friend won't show up to take the Eruv from the elephant. No, the answer is, Amr Vichiel, Chazaka Shlichos Shlichus. So, we have a Chazaka that a Shliach does his Shlichus. I ask you to do me a favor, I ask you to do me a shlichus, we have a chazaka that'll happen. Just like it happens by the elephant, it happens by your son as well, by a cotton as well. Now we're going to spend a lot of time now on this concept of shliach, is a chazaka that the shliach does his shlichus. Okay? Amar of Nachman, b'shal Torah, ein chazaka shliach osa shlichuso. No, min ha Torah, there's no such chazaka that a shliach will do his shlichus. There's no such chazaka. B'shal sofrim, midrabanan, chazaka, shliach osa shlichuso. Now, the truth is that the Ritva and the Meiri point out that what we just said, that min ha-Torah is not chazaka, is only true l'kula. But l'chumra, we do say a shliach does a shlichus. What would be a chumra? For example, let's say a man, Reuven tells Shimon, do me a favor, be Mekadesh a woman for me. Right? And Shimon says, no problem. Okay, I'll do that. I'll do that for you. And Shimon goes ahead and allegedly is Mekadesh somebody, but we don't know who it is. The halacha is, Reuven can't marry anybody. Reuven's also to the entire world. Why? Because there's a chazaka, a shliach osa shlichuso. We don't know who he was Mekadesh. And maybe the person you're going to want to marry now is the sister. So for l'chumra, we do it. But Lakula, to say that the neighbor.
So why say that? He said the shliach did his job.
Because it's the rabbanon here.
So why didn't he do the job to that woman?
What do you mean? We don't know which woman.
He said do it to that specific woman.
Right. No, if it's a specific woman, we'd say yes.
Oh, he's in general.
Yeah, in general. You'll be Makadish, you know what I like. So you go be Makadish woman for me that I like. You're the type. So the halacha is also to the whole world. Why? Shliach osa shlichuso. It's a chazaka. So l'chumra, we do say it. That's just a side point. Okay, back to the Gemara. Rav Sheshes Omer, Rav Sheshes says, Echad zeh v'yechad zeh, no matter what, chazaka shliach osa shlichuso. No matter what, it's a chazaka that a shliach does a shlichus. So it's a machlokas between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes regarding the arises. Regarding the rabbanos, everyone agrees that we have a chazaka regarding the arises. How do we paskin, by the way? So it's a machlokas. The Mechaber paskins like Rav Nachman, And the Shulchan Aruch paskins that way, and the Ramah paskins like Rav Sheshas. Okay. He quotes the Ramah, the Rosh who holds like Rav Sheshas. Okay. I'm Rav Sheshas, Mina Aminallah. Where do I know that I'm right? Where do I know that I'm right? That what? That even if it's in Doraisa, we have a Chazaka, Shliach, Ose Shlichuso. Where do we have that from? Ditnan. The Mishnah says like this. Misha Karav HaOmer. Once the Omer was brought, Hutar Hached HaChadosh Miyad. Once the carbon Omer was brought on the second day of Pesach, that carbon matired all Chadosh in the world. Immediately. However, the Harachokim, but those that live far away from Yerushalayim, and there was no, the communications in those days was not so good, so they're far away. Anyway, mutarim michatos hayom ve'elech. Their mutter, they can eat chadash from noon and on. Why from noon and on? Because v'hachadash chadash is a daraisa. Certainly in Eretz Yisrael, vikatani, and we say haruchokim mutar mechatos yom ve'elech. They're mutter from halfway from noon and on. Lav mishum, isn't it because chazaka shliach osa shlichuso? Isn't it because it's a chazaka that a shliach does a shlichus? Therefore, they can yichadash from noon and on. And why are you waiting till noon? So Tosfos says in the Tosfos haruchokim, right? The Tosfos Rechokim says, "Afalgaf, even though the speaking lahachriv b'shur mitzvah haomer, even though they have to, Tom, what do you mean shlichus? I ask you, they have to do it. The kahanim have to bring the omer. Mikol makom maisi raya. The raya is miha d'shar rechokim mechatzos ve'elech. The raya is that they can already eat from noon and on. Afalgaf d'yeshahus kol hayom, even though really they have the whole day." The whole day, maybe they have to wait till 5 p.m. No, they don't have to wait till 5 p.m. Ella, Shema Maharin. They can rush and quickly at noon eat it. Why? Lefisha Yodin Shah Rechokin Somchin Alehin. Because the Kahanim know that they're relying on us. The Kahanim know in the Beis HaMikdash, they know that the people that live far away are relying on them to get this omer brought. So they can start having new grain at noon. V'chein, gabe kide zava v'yoledes. We're going to have in a minute the karbanos for the zava and the yoledes. Afagaf, the mitzuyim l'hakev bosayom. Even though they're going to do it that day. Miha, lo mitzchayvi, they would not be chay. Lo mitzchayvi, ilav mishum shesomchos alehen. They rely on it. V'chazak ha-shlechos ha-shlechuso. So the kicker is the noon, says Tosfos. That's fine. Anyway, back to the Gemara. So what do you see from here? You see from here that in the Doraisa, right? Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman says, not a raya. Hasam, kidikarni taima. No, that's the reason over there. Lefi shav yodin j'ein bezim is atzlimbo. Bezim's not lazy. What bezim? In other words, has nothing to do with shliachos shichuso. Nothing to do with that. There's a different principle going on over here. The Ritva asked that question. The Ritva asked, what the difference, it's not what the Gemara said. No, the Gemara said, what Bezdin? The Bezdin's not lazy, right? The Bezdin's not lazy, right? What Bezdin? So, the Ben Gershom says, it's the Bezdin of Kahanim, right? Others say, it's the Bezdin, whichever Bezdin is charged in the Beis HaMikdash, whatever it is. Not the Kahanim's reason. The Rebbe asked that question. Why don't you say, well, Kahanim, in other words, the Bez is not lazy. The Bez is not lazy. They get their act together. Nothing to do with Shlichus. Nothing to do with that. The Bezin doesn't allow the Kahanim to delay. Right? What about the Kahanim themselves? We have a principle that Kahanim's reason. Right? What about that principle? The Rebbe gives an unbelievable answer. He says, you don't say Zrizim if you're going to do it anyway. You hear this point? You don't say Zrizus if you're going to do it anyway. Really, they have the whole day to bring this carbon. If you have the whole day to bring it, what do you mean Zrizus? He said, I'll read it to you. Shekivan.
You can have a rest, for instance.
Right. Shekivan sheyesh. Listen to this. Shekivan sheyesh lehem zman lahakriv ad sof hayom. Really, you have the whole day to bring it. Ein lehem tam lazare zatzman ulak divam hakrava. There's no point to having three zos.
That's not true. Like,
I'm just reading you what the Ritva said. V'rak mitam shebeis hamikdash yesh chazaka she'asa et shlichusam. Somchin anu aleim she'agrivu lefnei chatzos hayom. Rather, because of the shlichus issue. I'm just telling you what the Ritva answered. I didn't see any other answer.
I understand.
Yeah, that's not true. It's not so true. Right? Right. So the Gemara answers, has nothing to do with shlichus. Has nothing to do with that. What does it have to do with? Has to do with that they're not lazy. The Bezna doesn't allow them to be lazy. The Ikka de Amri, others say, Amr of Nachman, that Rav Nachman said, Mina Amin Allah, where do I know I'm right? That what? But there's no such thing as shlichus by Doraisas. That we have a chazaka. Diktani, Taima, Lafishi Yodin, She'ein Bezin, Mizatzlimbo. Because we know that Bezin's not lazy. Bezin is Dulom Mizatzlimbo. Bezin's not lazy. Hashliach, but a regular guy. Mizatzlimbo, he could very well be lazy. Very well be lazy. What kind of chazaka is this? From Sheshaz Amalach, no. Bezin, Al Pagadiyome. Bezin, when we say that Bezin wasn't lazy, or they didn't let the Kahana be lazy, that meant that even by noon you could take it to the bank. Shliach kuleyoma. The shliach is the rest of the day. They have the whole day. In other words, Rashi says, at the end of the day, you can look back and say, I know that my shliach came through for me. At the end of the day, you can say that. You can't say that during the day. At the end of the day, you can look back, I'm sure he did it for me. Because it's a chazaka. When it comes to chadash, you could do, even at noon already, you could eat it. Why? Because the kahanim are not lazy. The bezin doesn't let them be lazy. So that didn't work out for Sheshes. So try again. Amr of Sheshes. Mana Aminala. How do I know I'm right? The Tanya. Ha'isha Sheyesh Aleha Leda Oziva. If a woman has to bring a carbon Leda, she had a baby, or she was a Ziva, it's this week's Parsha. Mevia Moth. The halacha is, she brings money. Vinos Nos Beshofer. She puts it into the Pushka. There was a Pushka set aside specifically for these women. Vitovelis. She can go to the mikvah, v'ocheles b'kachim, and she can eat kachim la'erev, when it gets dark, right? She can't eat it before it gets dark. Why not? So the point is, my timer, what's the reason for this? Maybe the kahanim sat around and the money stayed in the pushka overnight. No. Bishom damrina chazaka shliach ozer shlichusa. Right, and the Tosva says that you can't she cannot eat kachim beforehand because it's not a carbon tzibur like the omer. So we, at the end of the day, we know the kahanim will get the job done. Before that, we don't know. So at the end of the day, we'll get it done, right? Unlike the carbon tzibur, unlike the carbon omer, where they chatzos they can eat it. It's a little different. Anyway, so what do you see from here? Shliach ozer shlichusa on a daraisa. Rav Nachman, no, that's not the reason. Hasav kibud Rav Shammai, Dam Rav Shmaya, Chazaka, Ein Bezin Shakahanim, Om Demisham Ad Shiyuchul Kol Maos Shemeshover. Different thing. We have a Chazaka that the money in the push got filled up got emptied every day. Right? Isn't that saying the same thing? Basically. Right? Basically, it's the same thing. There's a Chazaka. Isn't that really saying the same thing that a chazaka the shit? No, it's the kahanim different. Basically, it's the kahanim different, right? They would never allow a situation where the money in the pushka didn't get filled up. In other words, at some point during the day, right, how many women showed up today? How much money's in there? They knew whatever coin, whatever was for one set of kabanos for the birds. So they knew. Never happened that they had to go overnight. That'd be a disaster. Which woman is it for? Nobody would know. So they made sure that never happened. That doesn't mean that it's a shliach also shichuza. It doesn't mean that. What does it mean then? What does it mean? That the kahanim always made sure that the push got used up. Okay? It's not a raya. It seems like a pretty good raya. Emor of Sheshes. Mina amin Allah. How do I know I'm right? That what? That this is complicated as anything. How do I know that I'm right, that a shlichus works on a doraisa? D'tanya, this is quite hard. Ready? Ha'omer l'chaveiro. A guy says to his friend, we'll call the owner is the balabas. He says to his friend, do me a favor, say, go. V'laket l'cha te'enim. Go pick, a te'ena is a date? No, a fig. Mite'enasi, from my fig orchard, right? Ochel mehem arai. Ochel mehen arai. Ochel mehen arai. If you want to eat them, arai. In other words, you want to have a snack, that's okay. Umis asrin vadai. If you want to take off miser, that'll be a vadai miser. Why will that be a vadai miser? Because since the owner said, you want to go, so go take one or two. Go take whatever you want. There's no reason for the owner to have taken off miser. Because when it's achilas arai, there is no miser. So we don't think for 1 minute, why would the owner take off miser? It doesn't matter if the owner's a ma'aret or a chaver, it doesn't make a difference. Why would he take off miser when he told you, go eat it arai? The owner doesn't not cheshvening for the miser. So if you want to take off miser, it's mitoras vadai. Because if you take it to the bank, if the owner didn't take off miser for you. Why? Why should he? He told you, you want to go have a little snack, achilas arai, go right ahead. You got that? That's the easy case. Now, male lecha kilkala zu te'enim te'enasi. But if he told you, go fill up that basket. In other words, he's giving you a shear. He's telling you to eat a certain shear. What's the shear? The basket full. Ochel mehem arai. You can eat it arai if you want. Umis asran demai. Now, if you want to take off miser, now it's a suffix. What's the suffix? So Rashi explains. The Rashi of Aval Omalo Mole Lechakal Kolazu. Howel since Vinosin Ze Yodea Kama Locate. The owner knows exactly how much you're going to take. How does he know? Because he gave you the basket and he told you fill up the basket. Not he didn't say have one or two, have a little snack. He gave you a basket. Yesh Lomer, we could say, Shema Zehanosin, maybe the giver Choshesh thought. Shema Yismoch Olav Sheyitein Lo Davar Heter. Maybe the owner thought, the guy's relying on me. Right? I'm giving him something mutter. Uma Asr Lehem Makam Acher. The recipient is going to think, the owner must have taken off Maitre for me from someplace else. He must have taken off Maitre for me. Hilkach, therefore, Malakei Zeh Olchem Mehen Arai below Maitre. If you want to eat the rye, you don't have to take off miser. That's the rule. Ukishabal ochlon keva, if you want to eat a kavua, in tzarech l'asrin vadai, it's not a vadai issue over here, elo demai, yafresh. It's only demai. V'yokol hu ba'atzmo ha-maisrus shalevi v'shal'oni, kishal lokeach peros mi'am ha'aretz shemach zikim b'safek mu'usarin, afal elu safek mu'usarin heim v'toros demai aleihen. In other words, he's saying was, you can give off miser, then you can eat it. Why? Because the levi or the ani that would be entitled to it is hamotzi mechaveil ol haraya. There's no kedusha to meiser. So the levi says, hey, you're eating my meiser rishon. Really? Prove to me that the owner didn't give you already. That's the rule by my, that's the rule by demai. You can eat it, but it's only mitaris demai. Right? You took off meiser, but you could eat it. The levi or the ani can't eat it because they have to prove it's there. It's like a mono. It's like mammon. It's never going to be able to prove that. So therefore, you could eat it. That's all Rashi just said.
So you take it off and you do nothing?
Correct. Correct. The point is, you must take it off.
You're saying you could eat it?
You could eat it because it's not...
Because
it doesn't.
They
can't get it from you. It's not Kedusha. It doesn't have Kedusha. According to the standard... sometimes I argue on that, but the standard... It doesn't have Kedusha. So the lady wants it, let him prove he's entitled to it. Unlike Truma, which has Kedusha, you can't eat that. Right? Anyway, Truman, there's no issue of demai because we say that I'm Ratzim, give it. See what's going on over here? The giver thinks to himself, the recipient's going to probably think I took off miser, if I'm going to take off miser. Right? So now you want to come and take off miser, you take a mitaras demai. Suffolk. So far, so good? Okay? We're going to pull teeth out of this to get cases of shlichus. Right? That's what we're doing with this. Right? All this is daraisa. Right? Okay. B'medvam amurim. When is all that true? Right? When is all that true? The Meiri points out the first case we said, where the owner told the guy, eat whatever you want, didn't give him a number. That there's no shaila about that case. I'm not talking about that case. The first case, right? So b'medvam amurim. When is all this true? B'am haaretz. This is true regarding where the giver is an amaret. By the way, just an interesting thing over here. What's an amaret mean? And what do we call? Why is it someone who doesn't know any halacha is called an amaret? Where that amaret, the people of the land. Where'd that come from? Why is that called? Why is that the definition of someone who doesn't know anything?
The general population that moved the land. They didn't sit
more. Right. So the Rambam says. The Rambam says unbelievable vart. He says it in his Akdamah to Seder Zroyim. He says because if you don't learn anything, then what's your purpose on this world? You just take up space on the earth. That's all you do. Just taking up space. Right. You call Amaretz. The guy takes up space. That's all you are. There's nothing more to you. And great vart. There's nothing more to you. You're a guy who lives on the earth. That's all you are. Anyway, b'medavam over by Amaretz. That's only true by an Amaretz. Aval chaver. But if you're a chaver, who's a chaver? The giver is a chaver, right? Aval chaver, the giver is a chaver. Ochel, you're allowed to eat the eino tzarech la'aser divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says, you don't have to take off maisa. Why? Because the chaver for sure did. Right? For sure. For shem ben gamliel omer, v'edavam amurim, when is it true that what? That you have to give me safek, that's ba'am haaretz. That's if the giver was an am haaretz. Avol b'chaver. But if the giver was a chaver, eina ochel adji aser. You still have to give meiser. Why? Lefisha knows nechshadu chaverim vitrom shalom and amukah. Because a chaver is not suspected of giving truma, of giving off meiser, shalom and amukah. Shalom and amukah is an unrelated din. So machlokas, what does that mean? That means you can't give miser on produce not in front of you. Okay? You can't say, I own two fields. I own one field in Brooklyn, and I own one field in Lakewood. So I'm going to go, I don't live in Lakewood, I own a field over there. So I'll go to Brooklyn, I'll give double the amount of miser, and I'll pop through my field in Lakewood. And you can't do that. You can't do that. Why can't you do that? Because it's not next to you.
You mean even assuming that you know it's the same size?
Even assuming you know it's the same size, all those rules. Doesn't matter. Now, Rashi says that the reason why you can't do this is gzeira. You might get mixed up, it'll come to Itavel, whole gzeira. Tosfos says no, it's a din. It's a din d'oraisa, you can't do this. Okay? Says Rebbe Shimon Ben Gamliel, who's, by the way, the son of Rebbe, right, the son of Rebbe. He says, I don't agree. My father said, Rebbe said that if he's a chaver, right? You don't have to take, you can take it to the bank that the chaver gave off truma, meiser. I don't agree with that. I say, no chaver in his right mind will give off meiser that's not near him. So what happened? He's sitting in his office. You come in, you're a little... The owner tells you, do me a favor, don't be shy, go take a basket, go down to my field, take whatever you want. Right? Don't be shy, go have your lunch, take for your kid, take a full basket, here's a basket, go. Says Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, he's sitting in his office. Where did he take off meiser? Not near him. Right? Therefore, you have to take off your own meiser. You hear that? Rebbe said, absolutely not. No chaver would allow a situation to go where he's going to invite somebody and not get meiser. No chavers around would do that. What are they arguing about? We'll get to that in a minute. Okay? Now, Amar Rebbe, says Rebbe, they're in Devarai Medivri Abba. I think I'm right. I think my father's wrong. I think I'm right over my father. How are you allowed to argue on your father? Isn't halacha that you're not allowed to argue on a father? What? He's his father. So what? You're not allowed on your father. Your father says, take a sweater. You're mechuyev to take a sweater. It's 100 degrees outside. Now I'll argue on your father. So it gives two explanations. Number one, you're only not allowed to argue in front of him. That answer is said by the Gra. The Gra says, in front of him you came out. And the Yeshiva, of course you could argue with him. In front of him you're not allowed. You're right, Dad. You're right, 100%. The Truman Sedeshin gives another answer. You can't argue if you don't have any proofs. Just time to argue. That's a lack of keep it up. If you have proofs, you have Mishnahs and behind you and Svara, that's a different story. You don't have to be a fool. Your father says something outlandish, Dad, you know, in a respectful way, let me tell you what this one said. Let me tell you what Moshe Feinstein said. Let me tell you everything. That's a different story. That's what's going on over here. Anyway, says Reb Shirming Amliel. I'm sorry. I said it backwards. Rebbe was the son of Reb Shirming Amliel. I said it all the way around. I don't know, whatever. Rebbe was the son. So Rebbe said, I think my father's wrong. Why? I said, what did I say? I said, you don't have to take off a miser. You can rely on the chaver. Why? I'd rather have a situation. Where a man, a chaver, is going to be suspected of not taking off truma that's in front of him, which is, even if, according to Rashi, it's only the Durbana. According to Tosfos, it's the Doraisa. But as I want to point out, there's no Malkus. There's no Misa for this. Around it's a din Doraisa. It's a din Doraisa with very little consequences. Even if it's a Doraisa. For Leochel Amor, it's Tevalim. To save an Amor, it's reading Tevel, which is much more severe. Now, that's the end of the story. Ad kan lo pligi, the whole machlokas was, Ela demar savar neshadu. Rebbe held, we are suspicious of what? We are suspicious of, taking truma shalom and amukah. We are suspicious of that. Umar savar. And Rav Shirming will hold lo nechshadu. We're not suspicious of that. Aval kuli alma chazak hashlichos hashlichuso. But everybody here agreed that a shliach does a shlichus. Everybody agreed to that. Now, point out the Ritva. There's no shlichus here at all. They didn't mention one word of shlichus. What's going on? What are they talking about? Well, no shlichus here. You come to the rich man's office. Listen, it's a little tight right now. Don't be shy. Go to my field. What's going on here? Kind of no shlichus. So the boss is just opposite. If it's a kal v'chomer, if this is a case of pure tzedakah, get shlichus. A case of tzedakah, right, which is completely voluntary, and yet we have a right to say we trust this guy to do whatever he says to do. So certainly, if I ask you to do something, certainly shlichus or shlichuso. You hear that? That's what the boss says. Right? On a reshus, we believe the guy. Certainly Sheikh Otto Shechuza. Right? Okay. Now, if you look at the bottom Tosfos says, Afal Gaf, even though the Meiser payros midirabanan, even though giving off Meiser on dates, on figs is only the Rabbanan, says Tosfos. That's a machlokas also, but Tosfos says it is. Rav Nachman Modeh, the Bishal Sofer, Chazak HaShech, also Shechuso. And then Rav Nachman agreed to that. Right? We're trying to find a case of Doraisa. Figs is not Doraisa. Says Tosfos, Mikiva, the Iker, Shein, Meiser, Menatorah, Chashal, Ekishal Torah. Yeah, but it's under the rubric of Meiser, and that's Menatorah, so it's considered a Menatorah. Okay, very good. Okay? So, that's our Kasha. Our Kasha is on a Doraisa, Shliach, also Shechuso. So after finishing it, it's not Doraisa, and it's not Shlichus. What kind of Kasha is this? Right? But it's a Kasha. Right? The Kasha is Shliach Oso Shlichuso. Now, Rav Nachman, Hasam, that whole, you have the whole case wrong. I'll give you the answer. Hasam, ki di Rav Chanina Chaza'ah. The Amr of Chanina Chaza'ah, Chazakahu al Chaver. There's a Chazaka on a Chaver. She'enu Moti Davar, She'enu Mitsukan Bitachas Yadav. Not a chazaka that a shliach does a shlichas. The chazaka is a different chazaka. It's a chazaka that no chaver ever lets untithed produce leave his hand. Says Rashi. Dehoil. The Rashi, like four lines before it gets wide. Dehoil upri didehu. Since the pri is his. Aleha didei rami. He is very nervous. He's very suspicious. V'chayish al lifne iver. He doesn't want anyone doing an aver on his cheshbon. I don't want my cheshbon. Someone ate tevel. I don't want that. Avol shliach, but stam a guy. De kibal ole mechaveiro. Stam a shliach. Ikla meimar. We could say dimiyayish. He'll throw in the towel. V'lo avin. He won't do it. Why? The sabar hu lo samacha. No one's relying on me. Me? Right? That's the problem of today. Everyone thinks they're nothing. Now, who's the guy's relying on me? He's not going to do it. He's going to go home and watch the game. But by a chaver, it's not a kifah shlichus. It's a question of truma. That you can take to the bank. It has nothing to do with this. Nothing to do with shlichus at all. As we said, really, it's not even a case of shlichus. Right? Okay, now that we spoke, that's the answer. The answer is, don't bring me a riot from this case. This case has nothing to do with shlichus. This case is just about chaverim. The chaverim, you can take it to the bank. Stam shliach throws in the towel. Oh, who's relying on me? And therefore, we're afraid. No one's relying on anybody. And therefore, the shlichas don't. We don't say shlichas or shlichuzah. Omar Mar. We said earlier that there was a machlokas over here. Amurim. The whole machlokas was that the whole issue was the am haaretz, where the giver is an am haaretz. Avol b'chaver. But when the giver is a chaver, ochel ve'eino tzarach la'aser divrei Rebbe. What did Rebbe say? You do not have to take off Meiser. Why? Since the giver is a chaver, it's never going to happen. He's going to allow. Now, so again, getting back, what did we just say? Where the giver is an amaretz. Then we have a shiloh. If the giver is a chaver, it's no shiloh. The giver was an amaretz. So now, hi amaretz to k'amal le'laman. Who's the amaretz talking to? Who's he talking to? Who does amaretz talk to? You walk into the amaretz's office and you tell him, you know, it's tight. You need some money. Would it be okay? He says, yeah, take a basket, no problem. But who's he talking to? Who came to the door? Ilema de k'amal amaretz chavrei. If it was another amaretz. Then Ma'aisrin Demai meets Ayas. The whole thing doesn't make any sense. Will we rely on that? It can't be an Amaretz. It can't be he spoke to an Amaretz. Because an Amaretz is not believed to take off Demai. That can't be right. Ela ba Amaretz to Ka'amale l'chaver. It must be it was a chaver. The chaver showed up at the office and said, listen, it's really tight right now. And the Amaretz was a very nice guy. So then the Shiloh was, you have to take off Meiser. Why? Because the Amaretz is not believed. Now, 1 minute. Ema Seifa. In the Seifa, what did Rebbe say? Rebbe said, Nirin Devarayim Devaray Abba. I think I'm right more than my father. By what? By a chaver. Right? Mutov Shiachshnu Chaver Mutov Shloman Amukov. I'd rather have a case. Listen to this. This is the hard part. I'd rather say that a chaver is suspected of taking off Truma Shalom and Amukav, Va'al Yochul Ame Ha'aretz Tevel, rather than Ame Ha'aretz should eat Tevel. Meaning, who showed up? Who's the recipient here? The Ame Ha'aretz. In the first case, the recipient is a Chaver, and in the Sefer, the recipient is a... But he's... Ame Ha'aretz, my boy Hassan, what's an Ame Ha'aretz doing here? Doesn't make sense. An Amaretz is never believed. So we're not talking about an Amaretz. We're talking about a chaver showed up. So you hear the kasha? The kasha, the whole case doesn't make any sense anymore.
It's reversed.
What?
It's reversed.
Correct. Not only is it reversed, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, now.
So Amar Avina, Reisha, the Reisha is Ba'amaretz Shama L'chaver. Right. The Reisha is an Amaretz talking to a chaver. Therefore, the chaver must take off truma because the amar is not believed. The meiser, the amar is not trusted. The seifa is b'chaver she'amar la'ara al-amaret. No, he's talking to an amaret, but b'chaver achar shomo. But there's a chaver in the room that overheard the conversation, right? Rebbe Savar, also chaver, that chaver, ochel, he's allowed to eat, that other chaver. He doesn't have to take off Meiser. In other words, that's what's going on. The Ama Aretz doesn't show up alone. He shows up with his friend, the Chaver. That's what it means. The Chaver says to Ama Aretz, listen, you're a poor man, you want to get, let me come along with you. Because I'm a Chaver. So if I come along with you, then all the halachas will change. Why will they change? Because now it's a machlokas. Now Rebbe says, Devadai isure ma'aser hu chaver kama ilavei, right? The first chaver certainly gave off truma. Why did he certainly give off truma? Right? Because he would rather give off Shlomo and Amukah rather than cause a nichshol. Because no chaver is believed to do that. So says the chaver to the Amoritz, if I come along with you, according to Rebbe, we're safe. According to Shir Ben Gamliel, we're not. But according to Rebbe, at least we can rely on Rebbe, we don't have to take off any truma, any miser. It's all good. If you show up by yourself, it's tzaris. If I come along with you, I save you. Why? Because I'm a chaver. According to Rebbe, the chaver is believed, and it's all good. According to Shir Ben Gamliel, it's a problem, fine. Vamalei Rebbe. Rebbe says, no. Mutav shiach shadu chaver mlujam shalman amukav v'yalchle am aretz tavalam. So, by kamiflagi, what exactly is a Rebbe arguing with his father about? What are they arguing about? So, this is the Robin Hood approach to halacha. Rebbe savar, Rebbe holds, nichole la'ava l'chaver l'la'avid hay isura kalila. It's better for the chaver to do a small aveira. What's a small aveira? Not taking off min amukah. Either according to Rashi, it's only Darbanan. And even according to Tosfos, it's a Daraisa. Like I said before, it's a Daraisa with no strings attached. There's no Malkus, there's no Misa, there's no... nothing. Okay, so... V'lo le'evet Amaretz Isur Rabba. The Amaretz shouldn't do an Isur Rabba. It's better to do an Isur Kal to save somebody else from doing a greater Issa. You hear that? Okay. Similar. Now, according to says the Ramshik, you know, by the way, Tosa said before that this is only the Rabbanon, right? And eating tevel is a daraisa, right? We said taking off miser on figs is only the Rabbanon. The whole thing is the Rabbanan anyway. Right? So why would the Isser of eating Tefel the Rabbanan be worse than the Isser of Loman Amukah? You have that question? Why is it worse? The answer is because each bite is another Aveira. Each bite you eat is another Aveira. The Isser of taking off Shlomo and Amukah happens one time. Interesting. I'd rather have the Amaretz do an Isur Rabba, the Ihu Afilu Isur Kala Kalila Lo Le'Eved, and even a small one he won't do. Okay, I wanted to do this. Tosfos says to have come. Let's do the top line. V'had the Masik Parakama de Shabbos, but we have a Maskana in the first parak of Shabbos. Gabi Hidbik Pas Petanur. Where somebody, not you, somebody else was cooking before Shabbos, and the cooking is going to go into Shabbos. The ain't omrim la'adam chatei b'shvil sheyitzka chavercha. We don't say, you take off the pot, you do a sin, a small sin, to save him from doing a big sin. We don't say that. Sakam over here, we do say that.
Rebbe says that,
right. Sakam over there, he doesn't say it. So Tosfos answers because over there the guy did something wrong. What did he do? Who starts cooking right before Shabbos? Who does that? Right before Shabbos, start cooking? That's not the right thing to do.
What's
the edge? Huh? The guy starts right before Shabbos and then he goes to shul. You walk by, you're his neighbor. You say, "Oh my goodness, he's going to be overcooking on Shabbos."
So what do you do?
You remove it. So what do you do?
On Shabbos.
On Shabbos, or it's maybe right. You didn't really do anything.
You're doing the kal part.
Maybe it's a. Redias apas, it's a Dorabana, to save him from a Dorabana. We don't say that. Yeah. And here we say we do it. So Tosfos answers because over there, It's sort of like a pshia. Who's gonna person starts cooking right before Shabbos? So you should know the halacha. Over here, nobody did anything wrong. No one did anything wrong at all. He's dealing with Amaratim. So it's Tosfos called to other cases. The guy shows up after the Karban Pesach has already been brought, and he says he's a Metzora. If you don't bring my Karban now, I won't be able to eat the Karban Pesach. So the Gemara says the Kahanim will violate the din of not bringing anything after the Talmud to save them from not getting Karis. That will do. Guy didn't do anything wrong. You know? So the general rule is you do something. You do an asirkal to save your neighbor from doing Isser Chamor. The Kahanim do it. You do it with the Shabbat. You do. The only time you do that. The only time you don't is if the other guy was a Poshaya. Like with the case of Shabbos. He's a Poshe. He waited until 5 minutes before to start baking challah. That's ridiculous. You don't have to go out of your way to help the guy. Okay. Nasnu be'ilon. If you put the Erev in a tree, l'mayel me'atzara tvachim. If it's higher than 10 tvachim, ain't ruv Erev. It's not a good Erev. Why not? Because you're in a different reshus than it. L'mayel me'atzara tvachim, iruv Erev. If it's less than 10 tvachim, it's a good Erev. Nothing about bar, you put it in a par, I feel amak me ama iruv eruv. If it's 100 hamas deep, it's a good eruv. Yosef Rebbe Chia bar Abba, Rebbe Asi, Rebbe bar Nassim, the Yosef of Nachman Gabayo, the Yosef of Amri. Hi Elam Hechidami. Well, what's going on with this tree? Where is this tree? Elam in the Kai Bershus HaYachid. If the tree is in a Bershus HaYachid, Mali Lamala Mala Mata. What's the difference if it's high or low? Bershus HaYachid, Ola Adler Rekia. If you put the eruv in the tree in the Bershus HaYachid, doesn't matter where it is. It could be 1,000 feet high. The whole it's Rosh Hashanah. It's all good. El Dekai Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Must be the trees in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Right? Now 1 second. Dinas Chavin Lishpot Hecha. Where do you want to make your Shemisa? Elam or Dinas Chavin Lishpot Lamaila. If you want to make it above. Hu V'Eruv Abamakam Echad Hu. Then you and the Erev are in one Rishus. Ella rather. Dinas Chavin Lishpot Lamata. It must be. You want to make your shavisa below. You want to make your if you want to make your shavisa in the tree, that's good. But if you want to make your shavisa on the ground, which is what normal people do, but using a tree, not allowed to do that. So what's going on here? La'olam dekai b'rishus harabim. Really, the tree. So the tree has to be in rishus harabim. Then it's chavein l'shavos lamata, and you want to rest. You want to make your shavisa on the ground. The Rebbe he, it's Rebbe's opinion. The Amar who says, "Kal davar shumishum shavus l'gazul l'bein hashmashos." When does the Erev kick in? The Erev kicks in at bein hashmashos. At bein hashmashos, can you climb a tree on during bein hashmashos? Says Rebbe, yes. Why? Because climbing a tree is only a derabanan, and dini derabanan don't apply during bein hashmashos. Is that true? That's what Rashi says. That's what Rashi says. We don't hold it that at all. Rashi says, Shehi Shas Kriyas Erev. The Erev kicks in at Bein HaShemashos. The Kiva Dahi Shaita Matsi Shakalei. During then you could go get it. Nim says, Suda Hayerulei Ba'osa Shah. Fashulei B'chazlo. You can get it at that time. Doesn't make a difference. Lo Gazer Lo Bein HaShemashos. There's no Gzera. Kiva De Bein HaShemashos. It's only a Safek. Vishavos Derabbanan Hu. Lo Gazer. Ulaka Mefarish Mai Rebbe Marabbanan. By the way, we don't paskin like Rashi at all. Not at all. Others hold, notably the Rambam, the only time you can be over a Durabanon on Bein HaShemashos is for a mitzvah or an emergency. And by that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Right? That's the psak. For a mitzvah, I forgot to make my Erev. I'm putting it up in the tree. That you can do Bein HaShemashos. Stam to go riding animals on Bein HaShemashos for no reason. All these other Durabanans, you can't do the Bein HaShemashos. Rashi seems to give a blanket heter. There's no Durabanans during Bein HaShemashos. No, we don't want that at all. Only for mitzvahs. And the Mishnah reports out, a Ruvei Tchum is a mitzvah. Because you can only make a Ruvei Tchum for a mitzvah. I want to go to hear a shir, I want to go visit the Rebbe. So that's, then it's mutter. But Durabanan Bein HaShemashos, of course not. Only for a mitzvah.
So it's all taking place from Rosh Hashanah?
Yes, you cannot get to the Erev on Shabbos because you're not allowed to climb a tree. But during Bein HaShemashos you could. So during Bein HaShemashos it was accessible. That's all that counts. Once Bein HaShemashos is over, it's no longer accessible. That's irrelevant. only accessible during Ben HaShemashos, that's all you need. And during Ben HaShemashos, I'm allowed to climb the tree. I, to Xerah Derabanan, it doesn't apply Ben HaShemashos. Have a minute? 1 minute? Where am I up to? Okay, one more minute. Amal Rav Nachman Yashar, that's right, Techen Amar Shmuel, so Shmuel said, Amrule Pesiru Be Kulahai, you were so medactic, you were so medactic to make sure you're right, so Gemara says, Inhunami Hakkab Pesiru, they were also medactic. Ela Haki Amrule Kivusel in the Gemara, were you Kavei in the Gemara, Amrule in, yes, and put in the Gemara. Itmar Nami, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Hakkab Be Ilan Amar Bershus Arabim Askidon, the Ilan's in Bershus Arabim, Gavoa Asar Baruch of Arba, it's 10 high and 4 wide, Benishchavin lishbos lamata v'rebi hi d'amar kol dar v'shumishum shavos l'gadu l'ben hashmashos. It's not going to ben hashmashos because it's for a mitzvah. Rashi seems to say it's any reason, but it's for a mitzvah. I was going to stop here anyway because now Amar Rava, it's so difficult tomorrow. It's very short, but it's quite hard. There's no way to stop. If we don't stop now, we'll stop now, and then we'll resume tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.